Okay, welcome. Thanks for coming to this talk. We are getting a little bit closer to the hardware in this talk compared to what we've seen so far. And we're talking about Wolf Boot, resilient quantum resistant secure boot for all architectures. I'm Daniele Lacamera from Wolf SSL. Wolf SSL is a company that develops and maintains a number of software products, the main one being Wolf SSL itself, which is a lightweight TLS and crypto implementation for mostly oriented to embedded devices. We are 20 times smaller than OpenSSL, so we can scale down to microcontrollers and small embedded systems. We scale much better. We are often ahead on specifications. We were ahead on the TLS 1.3, for instance, lately. We support all operating systems, more or less, that we know of. And we have certifications for FIPS 140-3. And we claim to be the best tested crypto. And we invite you to challenge us on this. And we are, all the things that we do are dual licensed. Some are GPL3, some are GPL2, 2+. And we offer commercial license for those folks that cannot use the GPL version, which is most of our customers. And this allows us to maintain our products with a professional team of developers. And of course, besides Wolf SSL and TLS, we have three main focus points. We focus on data, on securing data at rest through cryptography. So we have our crypto engine used as a standalone project. It's called WolfCrypt. We secure data in transit with Wolf SSL and also with SSH. Wolf SSH. We have a Wolf MQTT client. We have a number of products, but I'm here today to talk about secure boot and firmware updates. So that's a third area there. And of course, if you're here, you probably know what secure boot is and what its goal. And so the goal is basically to prevent anyone to load a firmware that's not authorized on your, in this case, embedded system. So that's where we focus on today. So we're not talking about generic computers, as the previous speaker. But you have to know this project is started in 2018. Our first target was a Cortex M. So very small microcontrollers. In this case, we wanted to implement firmware updates over the air because many of our customers and users were already doing this themselves using our WolfCrypt engine. So basically, they were all the time reinventing the same wheel. So we decided to give this wheel a shape. And since we don't do anything, we don't invent anything. We are a company that's based only on specifications that come from standards. The first thing we did is looking for a standard. And there was none at the time. But there was this group within the ATF that was working on a draft that was called SUIT at the time. It's a software update for the Internet of Things. Later renamed to something else. But still, this document became an informational RFC, I think, in 2021. It's called RFC 1919. So you understand this was initially just an IoT product, right? So for this reason, I made a talk at the beginning. After a couple of years, the project started here at FOSDEM, but it was in the IoT dev room. So you can see that we grew a little bit past that, and we started porting to different architectures. We started with RISC-V 32-bit. We also added the Renesas RX architecture, which is proprietary architecture. And then during the years, we also ported to actual application CPUs. We did a port on WEFI, which is mostly, let's say, a demonstration for us because WEFI is a very complex chain. It's too complex to fit in embedded Linux systems for us, and especially in those scenarios where safety is also important, not just security. But then we scaled up. We ported to PowerPC, we ported to Oryx Tricore, that's very popular target in automotive, and also on the Cortex-A family, so that's why you see ARM twice there. Nowadays, we support all these architectures. we have 35 plus targets, probably more. Most of the time you can do that and see if you know what you're doing. And one specific thing I'll talk about a bit more is a protection against glitch attacks and fault injection.